broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October 28th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We don't stand for revolution, but we stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And man, have we got incredible news for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't already heard, the Bundy brothers, Ryan and Ammon Bundy, and five other Malfear Wildlife Refuge occupiers, literally innocent, not guilty of conspiracy and firearms charges. They were cleared of all criminal charges, ladies and gentlemen. The jury and nine women and three men deliberated and said, hey, not guilty verdicts after only 5 hours of deliberations. The unanimous acquittals cover all charges except for one, I guess a stolen camera charge. They claim that Ryan Bundy stole some cameras. That hasn't been decided on yet. The prosecutors literally now confirmed there were 15. The attorneys are now saying 16 government provocateur informants involved in the case, nine of whom were at the refuge, including three who were identified at the trial. Six others at the refuge remain unidentified. The prosecution tried to find out who they were, and the government said, we're not even going to tell you. And the prosecution said, yeah, but look, if your agent provocateurs are armed and training people and helping use force against the government, you can't say that we're the ones using force. The jury needs to know that. The defense needs to be able to highlight this reality. The government belligerent said no. Then after the verdict of not guilty, all innocent, the government tased the lead attorney, took him down, arrested him, roughed him up and handcuffed him because he wanted to let Ammon and Ryan Bundy go, saying they don't have documentation to hold them. And the judge got belligerent and, well, they claimed that the attorney got agitated. Anyway, bottom line is the government's the only one committing violence here at every turn. It is absolutely out of control. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. It's amazing. We have so much stuff to cover, Kurt. I mean, this whole year from January 1st. January 1st, was it the second that we were in Oregon, Kurt?
I don't remember.
I think it was January 2nd. So really from the start of this year, we've been in the news literally all the time. We've had inside scoop on item after item after item. It has been a banner year for Liberty News Radio, Liberty Roundtable Live, to tell the tale of freedom everywhere. And man, we're getting so big they can't even ignore us anymore, Kurt. Literally, we have a guy, Sheriff Richard Mack, on with us all the time who testified in court defending Ammon Bundy. Now Ammon wins. We literally had Sam and Kurt and Richard Mack all there at the peaceful rally. We literally had Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, and others reporting from inside the refuge. We've literally had the breakdown the whole time on this baby. It's been incredible. And then the Trump battling campaigns, they've literally had us in the news almost every week as they lie about us. It's just incredible. All right, now, Kurt, a quick recap of yesterday's show that I never even got to because I wanted to highlight Richard Mack in our comments here. Sean Hannity, we played a soundbite. Sean Hannity hits it out of the park. With Eric Trump, they highlighted on so many important points, Kurt, with this. Just so many. And I want to just play a teeny bit of this one more time. Because of the critical nature of this. What Donald said at the start of this. Now, what they did is they played a soundbite of Donald before they got to Eric and Hannity. And that's the soundbite I want to play. Listen to how Donald encapsulates the reality check.
The election of Hillary Clinton would lead, in my opinion, to the almost total destruction of our country as we know it. She would be the most dishonest and the most corrupt person ever elected to high office. Americans have had it with the years and decades of Clinton corruption. It's corruption. Crooked Hillary wants to end forever the American independence that our founders gave us. Our great founders are spinning in their graves. Our founders are spinning in their graves.
Donald Trump, earlier today, back on the campaign trail at a huge rally in Florida.
And I'll work on getting that stopped. Kurt, what do you say to that? I mean, Donald's spot on, Kurt.
Well, yeah, there's so much that goes into making America great again, huh, Sam? I mean, it's just like,
where do you start? With the win against Anna J. Brown, the chief judge in charge of the prosecution of Ammon and Ryan and those guys. It starts with a win there. See, some people tell me we never win, Kurt. I got news for them.
I guess according to the Huffington Post, outside the courthouse, supporters celebrated by shouting hallelujah and reading passages from the U.S. Constitution. One man rode his horse, named Lady Liberty, in front of the courthouse carrying an American flag. It's sounds like it was a good time. And, of course,
and reading Bible verses and thanking God. I don't think the mainstream press wants to tell you that part, but that's true too, Kurt.
Yeah.
Good. You know, see, they don't like to use that G word. Four-letter word, plenty in their narratives. Three-letter word, no.
Yeah, the governor there, Kate Brown, I don't know if she is related to Anna Brown, the judge.
No, it's
anyway,
just weird, isn't it?
She said, "Well, I respect the jury's decision." See, now that's the part that's the lie, I think.
Yeah.
She says, "I am disappointed. The occupation of the Malheur, it's M-A-L-H-E-U-R, I guess that's how you say it, refuge by outsiders did not reflect the Oregon way of respectfully working together to resolve differences." What she really means is working together to get my way. "I appreciate," back to her statement, "I appreciate the due diligence of our federal partners and stand with the communities of Harney County and residents of Burns." Governor Kate Brown. Yep.
Yeah, those fetching juries, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you
and
know,
that's kind of the
way
it is.
A little smarter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am grateful that the truth comes out. That, you know what, you can debate whether it was a wise move or not. And as you know, I've said that I think it was a mistaken move by Ammon and crew. And Ammon thinks that he was right and everything. We can politely disagree on that. Mm-hmm. But what we can absolutely agree on here is that this is a peaceful effort by good, honest, patriot Americans to stand for the proper role of government, to stand for limited checks and balances constitutional government, to protect life, liberty, and property against rogue agents in government that violate the checks and balances and violate the rule of law all the time, to the point where Ammon and others say there is no opportunity for redress of grievance here. And we had to find another way, so we're peacefully protesting. The jury got that reality, even if the judge didn't, Kurt.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's really where people say, "Sam, you're not even a friend. You're a sunshine patriot. You kicked Ammon when he was down." No, I didn't. I can have my own opinion and decide if I think it's smart or not to do what they did. But I've done everything that I can to get out the truth regarding his case. I did everything I could to put him on the radio and to fairly give them every opportunity for a fair and balanced reporting reality. Okay? When I rewrote headlines, every time I saw a headline, I'd be like, "Armed to the teeth, violent as could be, extremist protesters." That's what the mainstream press, every time I'd put it in proper perspective. That, you know what, these guys weren't frothing at the mouth, armed and threatening agents or anything. None of that ever happened. That's a lie narrative by the same press that's lying about Donald Trump. Okay, the reality is Ammon Bundy sat around with his cowboy hat and peacefully talked to everybody. He didn't wave a gun in anybody's face. He didn't threaten anybody ever. He literally tried to meet with sheriffs, tried to meet with government officials, tried to get congressmen and senators to come. They literally brought people to the refuge and tried to feed them soup and discuss the proper role of government and the reality with the checks and balances of the Constitution with land rights. They tried to discuss the proper role of a county sheriff and redress of grievances. That's all Emma did, guys. And I agree that, you know what, it might not have been the smartest thing to go sit there and take over that refuge. But at the same time, was it a peaceful protest or a hardcore conspiracy backed by force and violence? And the jury clearly agreed that it was a peaceful effort and that the government's out of control. Not guilty. Innocent. And the mainstream press should have treated them innocent until proven guilty as well. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt breaking down news that the networks refuse to use. We've talked a lot about the Bundy case. No doubt it's a wonderful day yesterday for them to be all not guilty, all innocent. But I want to bring a couple of things to your attention that I really think are important to focus on. We don't want to lose sight of the news when something happens. We just get too derailed. All right? There's an article from the New York Times National Desk, Kurt. And the headline absolutely tells a complete fabrication. A flat-out dishonest lie. Okay. Ashley Parker and Nick whoever reported this on the New York Times headline. Trump backers see revolution if Clinton wins. Okay? I want to say the headline again. Trump backers see revolution if Clinton wins. And they talk about mobs and Donald Trump when he comes to town and all this stuff. And they talk about as they grapple with fears that Donald's going to lose and predictions that Donald's losing. And they say, you know, hey, the nation might be headed for violent conflict. And they go on and on and on. But, Kurt, that's an absolute fabrication. It isn't true. And who caught him at the lie is the Daily Caller. So the headline for the New York Times, Trump backers see revolution if Clinton wins. But the headline from the Daily Caller says, quote, not a single person in the New York Times hit on Trump's supporters called for revolution. Kurt, not one. No one called for revolution, my friend.
Wait, so what you're saying is the facts get in the way of the story?
Big time.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Trump backers see revolution if Hillary wins. Not a single person in the New York Times hit on Trump supporters called for revolution. Mm-hmm. And the Daily Caller breaks it down, Kurt. Big time.
Yeah.
Rachel, I don't know how to say her last name. Rachel Stolzfood? Anyway, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Many of the people literally said we would not take up arms, Kurt. Would be disappointed, would be frustrated. One lady said I'd cry for 4 years. You know, there were statements, but not a single person said that they would take any violent action of any kind or had any plans or intentions to. Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we're talking about 50-plus interviews with Trump supporters at various campaign events. Over the course of 6 weeks, yet the strongest quote the New York Times has to back up their headline, at best, and passive interest in one guy saying, he would like to see others wage a revolution of some kind. People are going to march on their capitals, he says. They're going to do whatever. All he's doing is speculating about what he thinks others might do. That's the best they have, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That justifies the headline. And then they produce a bunch of actual quotes from all the supporters, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. But imagine another headline. Trump supporters plan to be legal and law-abiding.
One guy says I'd be disappointed.
See, that wouldn't even be, you know, anything to write home about.
One guy said I was disappointed. I'm not a vigilante. I'm a man of nonviolence.
Huh.
I won't feel hatred or be mad or anything like that, says one lady, but I'll cry for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one guy said if the government comes after the guns, if Hillary comes after the guns, it's not going to be pleasant. I'm not afraid to use my gun. I don't want to shoot anybody, but if I have to, I will. But see, those are far from openly calling for a revolution, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
One guy said, I would absolutely respect the result and support the next president.
There you go.
Now, Kurt, this is an example. You've got contrast big time when it comes to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, as I've highlighted for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Literally highlighting the difference. Pro-life versus pro-death. Less taxes versus more. Less government versus more, etc. Nationalism versus globalism. I've highlighted it big time. But now we're seeing is this incredible, incredible highlight between the two mainstream press scenarios. You've got the New York Times literally lying and saying Trump supporters are calling for revolution. It's going to be violent. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be crazy. And then you've literally got the Daily Caller saying, wait a minute, we interviewed all those people. None of them at all are claiming what the New York Times says they are. None of them. And now you have Liberty Roundtable Live reporting on this reality, highlighting. You know, I think it's Keith Alexander of the Political Cesspool that has said this best in my mind, Kurt. He said, you know, there's a red America and a blue America, and it may not be Republican and Democrat like that. It may be conservative versus liberal. It may be right versus left. I don't care what paradigm you use. It might be the rest of us against the insiders. Whatever battle lines you want to draw, be my guest. However, the point is well taken that we've almost got two Americas going on. You got you and I that are good-loving American family men, Christian people running around doing our best, trying to say, hey, let's have government be small and simple, and let's have people obey God's commandments and self-govern, and man, it'll be the best in the world. And then you've got everybody else that say, hey, you're out of control. We don't like your Christian beliefs. Turn our backs on God. Let's, you know, just melt down in perversion. Let's go the way of Rome and destroy the country all on the altar of freedom, and let's have, you know, government basically all roads to tyranny plan. And you've almost got these two Americas going on here, Kurt. It's crazy. Anyway, any thoughts on that before we move along here?
You know, I don't know what to add there. Just, you know, it is a tale of two Americas. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Newt's emailing me, telling me it's a meltdown and it's an emergency. Sending him some money.
Newt is.
But I got news for Newt. Yeah. I literally talked to your key staff member in charge of election interviews, and he asked me to email him, and I gave him all the details and asked for Newt Gingrich to come on the radio so that I could help promote the cause. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's Simon and Garfunkel, Kurt.
Yeah, silence.
The sound of silence, folks. So Newt wants me to send him money, but he's not willing to come on the radio with me. Rand Paul wants to beg for money, saying it's an emergency. He's on the ropes. He's got a real, he needs help, but yet he doesn't have time to come on the radio with me, Kurt. Mike Lee, same scenario, right? Every one of them. And I hate that. I just don't think they're our friends, Kurt. I really don't. I know they've done some good for liberty, and I'll give them credit for that. But I find them less than genuine when they beg me for money literally every single day. And then when I ask him, hey, you want to come on the radio? I'll give you free airtime. We'll talk about it. We'll promote things. We'll highlight things that you're working on. I'm here to help. What can I do? And they just say, you know what? We're too busy for you, Sam. We don't have time for you. You're not important enough. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, it's just, that's what I think. Typically, they just have people doing this all for them. You know, bringing in the cash, and, you know, the guys maybe get 30% and they get 70%. I don't know what it is, but there's big money in this, in these things, Sam.
Yeah. And I don't even know how to respond to a lot of this. Mm-hmm. Because I, for the longest time, you know, I thought, you know, there's the bad guys. We know they're bad, but there's our good guys, and our good guys are kind of friends. I mean, even back in the day, I used to interview Ron Paul. So did you, Kurt. We used to do these things, and now they're just out of touch. They've got this somehow automated engine that can just beg for money, 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 and we've literally put in hundreds of millions of dollars, Kurt. And personally, I find the money to be not well spent, ill-advised to send to them, Kurt.
Yep.
They're not really who they say they are. Mm-hmm. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Richard Black, a Virginia state senator, traveled to Syria in search of an answer to a nagging question. Why has Washington targeted relatively secular governments in the Middle East while promoting the most radical sectarian elements in the region? What I had learned before I left was that Syria had enjoyed 40 years of peace with Israel, it had the greatest women's rights and the greatest religious freedom of any nation in the Arab world, Senator Black asserted in an interview on the Ron Paul Liberty Report. It was one of the safest nations on earth, certainly one of the safest nations in the Arab world. Black wrote to Syrian President Assad in 2014 to thank him for his government's effort to rescue a group of Catholic nuns being held hostage. Things eventually developed to where Black was able to visit Palmyra, which had just been taken back from ISIS by the Syrian army. This happened after the U.S.-led coalition had allowed ISIS fighters to cross 100 miles of open desert without dropping a single bomb or doing a single thing to interfere with the advance of ISIS, Black recalls. I think what they were hoping was that ISIS could seize Palmyra, which is midway on the road to Damascus, Black observes. And if they could take Palmyra, ISIS could perhaps take Damascus. We were so intent on bringing about the downfall of Syria that we were willing to subject the entire population of Syria to the enormous horrors of ISIS, declares Senator Black, referring to the Obama administration's policy in the region. I already knew what we had done, but to see it and actually drive the terrain was quite impressive. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby on your radio. Wow. Joseph Fares in the news, WorldNet Daily. I got to bring this to your attention. Well, first off, let's do the YouTube story. Then we'll get to the Joseph Fares story. How's that, Kirk? The latest YouTube story, Curtis, YouTube suspended the account of Danny Williams, the 30-year-old man who has claimed since the 1990s to be the black son of Bill Clinton. So now YouTube shut down his account, Kurt, and you can't watch the Danny Williams video, except for it's up a bunch of other places. Nevertheless, YouTube participating in the fraud, Kurt. No more free speech for Danny Williams. You wonder if Hillary got to YouTube and Google, huh? Oh, yeah, one of the Google top brass works for the Clinton campaign. Forgot about that. Good point. See, that's what's going on, Kurt.
Well, it's lucky, though, that YouTube isn't owned by Google, right, Sam?
Liberty News Radio?
No, YouTube.
Oh,
it's not owned by Google. Yeah, oh, it is owned by Google.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, anyway.
That's why
maybe,
I'm saying that
maybe
they shut
soon,
them down.
If everything will be owned by Google, we'll be all better off.
Yeah. All I'm telling you is you got this top brass guy that works for Google that's also on the Hillary Clinton campaign. And then Danny Williams wants the truth, and he puts this video out there saying, I'm Bill Clinton's son. I want a DNA test to prove it.
Yeah.
Hill and Bill ignore it. The mainstream press doesn't help. And then all of a sudden they shut down this guy's YouTube account. And you kind of think Hillary probably called up the campaign staffer on her campaign and said, hey, you know, can you help shut this down? I don't like this. Boom. YouTube great suspended point. The account of Danny. Now, a lot of reporters are now trying to attack Danny, saying he's got a sordid past, he's got a criminal history of some kind.
Well, that's what they always do if they don't want to address the main issue.
Well, that's right. And here's the point, Kurt. It's true.
Yeah.
Danny Williams is not a perfect guy. No one's saying that.
Neither
is
Bill Clinton.
That's exactly
the
point.
That must make sure that he is related.
Like father, like son, yeah. Now, the point that I want to get at, though, is this. It doesn't matter. And this is the point where the mainstream press just absolutely loses it, and most people fall for the lie. It doesn't matter if this young man, 30-year-old man Danny Williams, has a rap sheet.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. We have one question. Is Bill Clinton the father of Danny Williams? And a DNA test will prove it definitively, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay, I don't care if, you know, Danny ran from the cops. I don't care if he got, you know, tried for this, charged for that. It's not a relevant discussion. I'm not telling you Danny's like this perfect family-going Christian church guy. Look,
yep.
He's supposedly the illegitimate, pardon the word, bastard child.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's claims that he has no father, Kurt.
Yeah.
See? Well. Okay, of Bill and this basically drug-addicted prostitute. And then Bill, or I'm sorry, this Danny guy was raised by the prostitute partly and then by an aunt partly and had no father his whole life and everything else. It's not a surprise that a black man abandoned by his father in Little Rock, hardcore Arkansas, goes off the rails and makes stupid decisions in his life, Kurt. That's not surprising.
Good point.
We're not defending that he's this Puritan guy, that he's like sitting in the pew every day and he's a good, righteous, perfect gentleman. And by God, we're not saying any of that. So I don't care about these negative words about Danny Williams. The fact is, he wants a DNA test to prove that Bill Clinton's his daddy. That's what his mom taught him his whole life. And I think the mom might know. Some people are saying he just wants money. The problem is, Kurt, he's not asking for money. He's asking for proof. Anyway, the bottom line is the YouTube shut down Danny Williams' account. All right, next piece. Joseph Fair reporting voting shenanigans taking place in almost all swing states already, Kurt. Here's the dirty little secret of vote fraud. It doesn't take that much of it to swing the elections, Kurt, if it's done in the right place. Believe it or not, a review of these irregularities suggests that potential fraud is not random but targeted to the places where they can make a difference, but yet you can never claim there's, quote, widespread vote fraud. Joseph Farah, WND.com, with the details. So now we already have suspicions of vote fraud, Kurt, that are documented. And it's targeted. It's not everywhere. So when they say there's not widespread vote fraud, Kurt, there's right. There's vote fraud. It's just not widespread. It doesn't need to be.
But the president, you know, Obama said that there wasn't any of this, Sam.
Well, he said there was before he said there wasn't.
Well, yeah. Yeah, good point.
I don't know how that all works. You know?
Yeah.
But think about that. Voting shenanigans in almost all states. Anyway, I found that story interesting. A next piece that I want to get your opinion on, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, quote, if elected president, I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. You want to respond to that?
Well, it's a, you know, the sad thing is our Constitution's set up so that we could literally get rid of every House member at each election and trade them in for something new. The problem is, at least that I can see, because of the system that we've allowed to be put in place that favors the incumbent like you can't believe. You could certainly argue that it's necessary to make some changes. And if you look at the Constitution that allows for those changes, you know, in a certain way, then you know, he's saying a constitutional amendment. He's not just saying by, you know, presidential edict or executive order, you know. It's certainly a popular idea and something who, at least I would say, you know, it's maybe the time has come or way past time.
Yeah, and the debate's like this, Kurt, and I'm going to be very fair about this debate to the best I can. You know, let's use government school as an example. You know what? I'd just like to shut down government school entirely. Get rid of it.
Right.
Gone. Next.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because that's the constitutional way. That's the good way. Let families deal with the education of their children on their own. Their children are their responsibility. Freedom would say that let them do whatever they want. Homeschool, private school, whatever. But there would be no government subsidies for schools.
Yep.
As much as we'd like to see that happen, that's, you know, not really on the table and an option.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's opportunity for school choice or whatever else, it's not our perfect choice. there's potential pitfalls along the way. However, we would say that school choice is better than no choice.
Yeah.
And that's what we say to the pro-choice people that aren't really pro-choice except for pro-death.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, we bring this up because this applies to this argument right here. I would say this. You know what? The people could, you know, unelect every 2 years their congressman, every 6 years their senators, and we don't need this. But that's the Puritan way that I believe we ought to return to. The problem is that's not on the table, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, can we, even with some potential pitfalls, move towards a better scenario than we have now, even if we don't get all that we want or get it the way we want? Is it better to have term limits than not at this point? And I would have to say, you know what? I'm not confident even if we passed an amendment to make that happen that they'd obey it.
Yeah,
but I am saying, because they don't obey most of the other ones. I think that's the problem.
Well, yeah,
right?
The Constitution is rarely followed.
Yeah. So, but yet, at the same time, I say, you know what? Donald's right. We've got to rein these thugs in somehow. They've literally gamed the system, and they're above the law. And they have turned it into a scenario of filthy lucre and manipulated campaign partisan politics, rulings and regulations and et cetera, that make it literally almost impossible for the average American to, one, get elected, and for, two, us to stop somebody who's already elected. And so Donald's right on the point, Kurt. I don't know what the best answer is. I would have to say I prefer the Puritan method that says, you know what, use the Constitution. It's already there and it already works. We just got to have enough Americans get it done. But at the same time, they built themselves into this fortress of defense and protection that you just can't undo it. You just can't have accountability. And so what do you do? Well, all I can tell you is at least Donald's pointing his views in the correct direction for solutions. And that what I mean by that is he's realizing there's a significant problem, and he's proposing ideas to solve it. That's better than most of them by far, Kurt. And maybe, maybe it's the only choice we have to rein them in at this point.
Good point.
I mean, I don't want blood, Kurt.
No.
So, you know, the question becomes, what else should we try? How should we go about it? And I think that's what we're talking about. So I'm not here to throw the Donald under the bus. I am here to point out the ideal, because that's an educational understanding that we need to gain. But I am also willing to live in the real and say, hey, you know what? The ideal is so far away, it's not even on the table. It's not even up for discussions, and it certainly isn't getting done. That's no doubt. So, you know, at least Donald's proposing to do something, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And at least his heart's in the right place today. We just can't let these thugs continue to just stay in power forever. Amazon wants to open 2,000 grocery stores in the next decade, Kurt.
Competition. Wow.
Yeah, let's talk about it on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, vote fraud all over the country unfolding before our very eyes. Donald up in multiple states now say latest polls the mainstream press don't want to report. But we're talking about some quick digital news that's of interest for you. Amazon wants to open 2,000 grocery stores in the next decade. They say, maybe 20 stores over the next year or so. And anyway, interesting. The competition's fascinating. You're right, Kurt. And what I've seen a lot of grocery stores doing now, I don't know if you know this, but you can go online and order all your groceries and pay for them. And then you can roll to the store and you just text them before you get there. And then they literally let you pull up and they bring all the groceries out to your car. And this is really a validation of your point of competition, Kurt, that, they're thinking of innovative ways to provide better customer service. They're thinking of ways to decrease costs and increase efficiency using automation, using service-oriented tactics to have you be interested in using them and their services. And I believe that Amazon's at the heart of most of this. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see the 2,000 stores, what they look like, how they are at Amazon. But Amazon's getting aggressive. But I guess they didn't show too good of a number. I guess they missed their mark because they're investing in so many movies and video services and other expenditures to build these warehouses and these brick-and-mortar places that their numbers didn't turn out too good. But nevertheless, that's the update on Amazon. Now, Google Fiber not doing too well, Kurt. Looks like the Google Fiber rollout that we heard about, that they're going to give incredible high speed to city after city after city, falters. Google Fiber falters. They reduce the rollout, if you will, as chief executive leaves. So there's a big old meltdown on the high-tech company Google, too, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam. And by the way, Amazon's revenue was $32.7 billion. That was only up 29%, but the profits fell short of what they were hoping for. But, you know, if a company moves up 29%, Sam, in a quarter, that's a pretty big increase. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know. We predicted more, Kurt.
Yeah.
See how these thugs are? Doesn't matter how well you do. It's like, amazing. Well, we thought you were going to do better than the well that you already did, and therefore it's bad.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
And on the 2,000 stores, you know, you've got them with their new trucks, green trucks that say Amazon Fresh, and they're gonna be competing, and all it really means, at least as long as there is competition, is that the consumer will get a better product, Sam.
Better mousetraps everywhere. How dare them?
Yep. Imagine that.
I love it. Donald Trump leading in Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of an interesting tidbit. Now, a couple of other quick stories. I guess high tech's not saving us. As you know, Google's down. Amazon's struggling, they want you to believe. Now, Twitter cuts 9% of workforce and shuts down their Vine video service, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you say about that?
First off, high tech's not saving us.
I guess
because Vine, taxes and regulations are too high, Kurt.
Is Vine just one. Like another YouTube kind of thing?
No, it's a 6-second video service, more like Snapchat or Instagram, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Huh. It's got little 6-second videos, and it was actually a pretty cool service. The black community say that the people that shut it down, the Twitter people, are a bunch of racists because it's used by a lot of non-white people, Kurt.
What?
And they shut it down because they're
racist. Why? Is it like,
I don't know,
you know, cheaper for non-white people?
What are you saying, that people that aren't white have economic challenges, Kurt, beyond the rest of us?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, or maybe they get a better deal.
Out. You're just a racist.
All right.
See, you don't need to figure out anything. You just need to know that the fact that you don't even understand it proves you're a racist. See?
I understand.
I mean, it's crazy.
Perfect sense.
I don't know the answer to your question, to be honest with you. I just know that that's being said. I think they shut down Vine because it wasn't profitable enough, Kurt. Imagine that.
A business changing something because
They're hoping to be profitable,
making
Kurt.
Money.
They're laying off 9% of their workforce. They're shuttering Vine because they believe that they could be more profitable if they make those changes, Kurt.
Oh, man, it's almost like the Trump deal of under budget.
On time.
On time and under budget.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most Americans, I guess, the federal government kind of thinking.
I don't know why you'd even think about
what's
this.
What's up with that?
It just shows you're a racist. The idea that you'd even think about that.
Good
but anyway, 9% of workforce is shutting down Vine. I never liked Vine anyway, though. 6-second videos never got anything done for me, personally.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure they're fun, but I don't really see... Again, we want to be very careful that we're not too soundbite-ish of a world where we can't really tell the story on something. I believe shorter is better in many cases, but at the same time, you can go too far. I personally believe that's why it's not successful, because a lot of people felt like 6 seconds just wasn't enough. Now, White House petition to remove George Soros-owned voting machines rockets past signature goal, Kurt.
Surprise.
So yeah, this will
fix it. Well, people are ticked off about the voting machines.
Yes, sir. They believe they're a fraud. So you
imagine
got a bunch of people that.
That
got together and they signed a petition on the government's warehouse or government's website. And the idea behind it is, hey, you're supposed to, if you get enough signatures over 100,000 or something, then the government or the White House has to respond, Kurt.
Yeah, they have to, for sure, and they will. I mean, I guarantee they'll respond. They'll respond with the sound of silence, you know, is one of the things they respond with. You know,
I don't think it'll be silence this time. I think they'll get an absolute in-your-face response. You ready?
Yeah.
There is no voter fraud. Don't worry. It's all good.
Yeah.
In fact, how dare you follow Donald Trump's psychotic idea that there is voter fraud? What are you doing? If you're a patriot, you wouldn't even question this stuff. See, I believe that they'll just do that. They won't really lie. They won't really be quiet. They'll just answer in some dismissive, ignore reality kind of way, Kurt.
Yep. Well.
All right. I guess, is Twitter shutting down another critic?
Well, yeah. That was James O'Keefe. Remember the Project Veritas guy?
Yes.
You know, and for some reason, you know, Twitter doesn't really have space for him. You know,
why would
suppose
they?
They wouldn't have space for him on YouTube either.
It's amazing. It's amazing what's going on. These mainstream, and this is the problem with the internet now. It's getting to where these mainstream organizations just control the whole thing, Kurt. I mean, it's crazy. It's getting to where I don't know what you do about it. But there's friends of mine now saying, Kurt, we've got to start our own version of these.
Of what, the internet?
Well,
or
at least so far they're saying of these kind of websites, start our own version of Twitter, start our own version of, you know, YouTube, start our own, you know, it might be called LibertyTube or whatever.
Yep, good point.
Because they're just saying, this is a sham. This is crazy. Why can't James O'Keefe continue? Why can't Danny Williams continue? Why can't? You know?
Good boy.
Why can't we have answers here? Now, we talked about this when you were not with us yesterday, Kurt, about this Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly seeks salary north of $20 million.
Well, she's only been getting $15, Sam.
I know, poor
girl. You know, that makes it like I mean, she wants close to, let's see, this will be, if she gets it, assuming a 40-hour work week, which, I don't know. But anyway, that'll put her just a little above $9,600 an hour.
No problem. $10,000 an hour. Now, by the way, if they hired Sam Bushman, I could just take $1 million a year, Kurt. It'd be 20 times less. I'd work for 5% of the income, and I'd do just as good, if not a better job. Than Megan. Now, what's interesting, Kurt, as I mentioned yesterday about this, is we run our whole network, Liberty News Radio, including Liberty Roundtable Live and many other talk shows. We run our whole Liberty News Daily service on less than 1% of that kind of money.
Yep, good point.
Less than 1%. And I mentioned there's the truth, Kurt. That's what you and I would tell. Then there's the officially sanctioned truth. The elite have inculcated this into our very culture. Or if they say it, we believe it's true. If I or somebody else says it, then we got to be questioning it. By the way, Ted Nugent rolled out 20 reasons to vote for Donald Trump, and the liberals are horrified. Did you hear that?
I didn't see
all
what
right,
they
well,
were.
Basically what Ted Nugent's saying is, hey, let me just give you all the reasons to vote for Trump. You ready?
All right.
The Republicans are against him. The Democrats are against him. Hillary's against him. Yeah, the United Nations is against him. Russia's against him. Anyway, he goes on all these.
Yeah, that's good.
And so you should be
for
him.
Sure.
All right, we also had our guest on Audrey Pruitt yesterday. He talks about Plains steak and water and racist, sexist, fascist. The bottom line is Audrey's a black American, and he basically says, look, you know you're going to vote for Trump anyway. You know it's a binary discussion. You know Hillary's absolutely off the rails crazy, and Donald's our only hope at this point. As bad as Donald may be, he's way better than Hillary. Anyway, this guy is the member of the board of directors of the Americans for Fair Taxation, and he basically says, look, Donald's going to lower taxes, Hillary's going to raise them. Donald's not perfect, but he's our guy. You better get a clue quickly about this. Anyway, he also wrote an article in the American Spectator called In Defense of Pence. And anyway, that's the recap of the stuff we talked about yesterday. Great shows everywhere. I wish we had more time. Kurt's got more stories. We'll have to get to them on Monday, I guess. We got a star-studded guest on Monday, too, Kurt. That's just how we roll around here, you know?
Well, yeah, stars like us have to have star-studded guests, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We should talk about this artificial intelligence story. Give a quick teaser, Kurt. We'll talk about it Monday, though.
Anyway, those guys have figured out that Donald Trump's going to win, you know? So
yeah, everybody thinks Donald's going to win, but the mainstream press, huh?
Yeah.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Please fund us. Please donate to our websites, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. This nation shall endure.